Kof Gimel Tammuz, Friday the 13th of July, Rabbi Benji Morgan. When should we take a stand?
Good morning, everyone. Parshas Pinchas, 2002, Friday night. I was standing in Pesach Yeshiva, going round as the Bacharim do, wishing the Rosh Yeshiva of Meir Stern Shlita good Shabbos. And just behind me was a boy, couldn't have been older than 8 or 9 years old. He walks past the Yeshiva, first time ever there, looks him in the eyes, and says to him, "One day, I want to be the Rosh Yeshiva." Not a Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Rosh Yeshiva says to him, "And what happens if that doesn't work out?" So he thinks for a minute. He says, "Well, I guess if it doesn't work out, then I could always be the President of the United States." And the Rosh Yeshiva looked at me, and I looked at the Rosh Yeshiva, and he had a smile in his eye. On the way home, the Rosh Yeshiva says to me, he says, "This week's parasha. Everyone loves a hero. From a young age, there's something very real about Pinchas that resonates in every child's heart. There's something very real about the President of the United States in every child's heart. And there's something very real about Rosh Yeshiva standing at the front, a hero, the hero syndrome, coming to save the day. But on the other hand, we see that although in this week's parasha, Pinchas gets the briskun asylum, the first heroes, or one of the first heroes that we see in the Torah, aren't so acclaimed. If we look at Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Hei, in the Maisa of Dinah, it seems very clear that although Shimon and Levi take a stand, Yaakov is not as happy as they thought he might be. They're taking a stand, they're saving their sister. But Yaakov stands up to them, and he says, "V'yeim Yaakov el Shimon ve'alevi acharte moisi la'avisheni v'yoyishiv oretz beknani v'aprizi. Oru apom kiyoz klei chomos m'chei reisein." Shimon and Levi stand up, take a stand, but it's not so acclaimed. When do we take a stand, and when don't we? There's another question on this week's parasha. Hineni noisin loib es brisi shalim, says the Rabbi Nishleyon. Bris kuhunas oilon. Pinchas is given the gift of kuhuna. Why wasn't he a kohen until now? Says Rashi, because the Gemara in Zlochim kufal from base, that lo niskayim Pinchas ad she'osa maisa bezimri. Pinchas was a grandchild of Aaron, but he missed the boat. Now hang on a second. Aaron had sons who were also born. They got the kohuna. Why didn't it go to the grandchildren? For some reason it didn't go there. Didn't stretch to the grandchildren. Why not? But question number two. Surely now that Pinchas becomes a kohen, it's a kedusha satzmoy. He doesn't have the kedusha of Aaron, a kohen. Aaron had his kedusha. Loi ulazaroi. For some reason it doesn't go to Pinchas. So now Pinchas gets the briskun asoilam. That's not the kedushas Aaron. That's kedushas Pinchas. It's a new type of kohuna. However, if you look at the Rambam, in Perek Tesvav, Milchus Trumas Halacha Chof Beis, the Rambam says, "Kalo eichel truma, any kohen who eats truma, mevorich asher kedushonu b'kedushosoi shel Aaron." A kohen gets up to Duchen nowadays, he doesn't say asher kedushonu if he's from Pinchas' Einukah, asher kedushonu b'kedushosoi shel Pinchas. Right? There's one kedusha's kohuna, kedusha of Aaron HaKohen. What's the kesher that Pinchas has if he's missed the boat and lo niskayin What's the kesher that he has to the kedusha of the kohuna of bris kohuna soidom of Aaron HaKohen? It's the kedusha of kohuna of Pinchas. What's the bracha that he makes, that every enikul of Pinchas makes, Hashem v'lishonu b'kedushosei shelari? And interestingly enough, a third point is that we see that Pritzadik points out, Tzadok HaKohen points out, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Yudalef, on this week's parasha, that Parashas Pinchas falls every year on the first week of Bein HaMetzarim. The first Shabbos after Shiva Asav HaTammuz, Parashas Pinchas falls. Let's try and maybe use these few points to try and get a little bit of clarity of what it is that's going on over here. Shimon v'Levi Achim Kleichomos Mechiriseim. So clearly Yaakov Avinu here in Parshas Vayechi in Pirek Memtes Pasuk Hei is clearly not happy with what Shimon and Levi have done. But then Yaakov Avinu says a very strange thing. He says, Achal kein b'Yaakov v'afitzim b'Yisrael. I'm going to spread them out amongst the Jewish people, says Rashi to Pshatim. One is that they'll be separate, and the other is that they will be the Melamdei Tinoikos. They will be the future teachers of the Jewish people. Frechter B'Yakov Kamenetsky and Amos Liakov in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chafei. What is the Midah connected Midah over here? That because you have someone who stood up and had a Klei Chomos Mechei Roseim, that they should maybe become the teachers. Well, some kids in school might say, yeah, that goes hand in hand. Right? Lots of their teachers, they claim, may be carrying Klei Chomos. Right? But at the same time, what is the Midah connected Midah of Frechter B'Yakov Kamenetsky? What is it about Shimon and Levi with their Klei Chomos that suddenly Achal kein B'Yakov Afitzim B'Yisrael? Zokter B'Yakov Kamenetsky, the reason why Shimon and Levi stood up is not a wrong one. It's not a bad one. In fact, it's a Moiridik Amidah. Dinah has been captured by Shechem ben Chamor. 12 brothers, 10 of them do nothing. 2 brothers say, you know what? We can't wait around. We can't wait for someone else to do the job. We're going to go ahead. We're going to stand up with Mesiras Nefesh and take a stand. So Yaakov Avinu, that's a Moiridik Amidah. It's an amazing Midah, but it has to be used in the right way. That midah of Mesiras Nefesh, that midah of taking achrayas, is what it's all about. But it has to be channeled in the right way. Afitzim, Achal kein b'Yaakov, Afitzim b'Yisrael. This midah of Mesiras Nefesh is exactly what we need if we want to teach our children, if we want to enhance the future generations, if we want to continue Torah throughout the generations, we need this level of Mesiras Nefesh. We need this level of achrayas. But that's where it's got to be used. That's where it's got to be channeled. Fast forward 280 years. Who's the one who stands up against Moshe? Zimri. From the Shevet of Shimon. Zimri from the Shevet of Shimon stands up. This is the same middle of standing up. Shimon stands up against Moshe. Zimri stands up. Again, from the Shevet of Shimon against Moshe Rabbeinu. And he takes a stand. And he says, is this right or is this wrong? Who's the one who comes to Mesakan that Midah? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen from the Shevet Levi. Shimon v'Levi Achim. It's the same Midah. Klei Chomos. Pinchas takes Klei Chomos. Zimri's at war. They're not just following the crowd. The question is, what do you do with that Midah? Do you use it to fight Moshe Rabbeinu? Or do you do it to be Achal kein b'Yaakov v'afitzim b'Yisrael, to spread the light of Torah? And Yaakov Kamenetsky says the reason why it was used by Levi in the right way was because throughout the time of the Shibud Mitzrayim, Levi was studying Torah. And it's only through someone being able to totally immerse himself in Torah that he knows when to stand up. In fact, the words that are used by Pinchas are very different words that are used by Zimri. If we take a look at the Lashon and the Pasuk, the V'hinei ish mi b'nei Yisrael bo v'yakri vel echov. He's bringing his ideology into the camp. Korach, the same middle. He's from the Shevet Levi. V'yikach Korach lokchom b'dvorim. He's got his ideas, and he's trying to influence the crowd. Pinchas ben Elazar comes, and he says, "Vayokom mitoicha edo." It's the only time in the Torah it says this. Vayokom mitoicha edo. He knows the crowd is doing something else, but he's coming mitoicha edo, both with the backing and knowing that he's doing the right thing. But also, it doesn't matter whether he's lokom bidvarim or not. It doesn't matter whether it's vayakri velechov or not. He's coming mitoicha edo, and he's taking a stand from a Torah's perspective. That was the tikkun in this middah of standing up. Zokt Rav Shimon Schwab in Mayim B'Yisrael, that's why Pinchas gets the briskun asoilam. Why? Surely we ask the question. Pinchas, that's Kedusha's Pinchas, right? That's got nothing to do with the Kedusha of Aaron. But we're told actually Aaron HaKohen, Pirkei Avos and Pirkei Aleph, it says Aaron HaKohen had an amazing middah. But that middle can also go wrong. You're standing by the ego. Aaron HaKohen, Oivis Abrius. What happens? By not taking a stand, the ego comes out. There was a pagam in the Kedusha of the Kohuna. And it was for that reason that it could not spread further than his children. It could not spread to his grandchildren, because there was a begam in the Kedusha of Kohuna that Aaron had not taken a stand at the Egel. Comes along Pinchas, says Rav Shimon Schwab, and he's misacking that. How is he misacking that? By taking a stand. And through that, Hinini Nisin Lois Brisi Shonim. It's through the fact that he took a stand against the flow of the crowd. Against something that was popular, but knowing that he was doing the right thing, it's through that he's masaking the kahuna of Aaron HaKohen. So says the Rambam, when you're making a bracha, it's Asher Kriyishon Mitzvayis Vismanu, Asher Kriyishon Mitzvayis Kedushosei Shel Aaron. It's the Kedusha of Aaron. Because Aaron HaKohen has this Kedusha, but for some reason, there was a Pagam, and Pinchas was the one who was masaking that Pagam. Kahuna is about taking achrayas. We've got a mamleches koyanim the goy kodesh. I heard from my Rebbe Rav Yitzchok Berkovitz b'shem Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, so he heard from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz the following question. There's one bracha that we make which is completely different to every other bracha we make. What is that? The bracha that we make are the bris of a child. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu lahachnisoi b'vrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. When we make a bracha on the tilas yodayim, it's not on the tilas yodai. We don't make a bracha on the tilas yodai. We don't make a bracha on the tilas lulavai. On the tilas yodayim, on the washing of the hands. When it comes to the bris of a child, for some reason, suddenly we say this bracha lahachnisoi. It's almost like we just don't have a name for him yet. So we just say lachnisoi, it's in first person. It's not lachnis bibrish shel Avraham Avinu. Lachnisoi bibrishoi shel Avraham Avinu. Why is it that this bracha is different to every other bracha we make on a mitzvah? Zot Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Shlomo writes that at the time of Matan Torah, everyone got a chilek in Torah. That's what we daven, v'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha. Everyone's got a chilek. Everyone in Klal Yisrael, every child in Klal Yisrael that's brought into this world has a mission, has an achrayas, has something that only they can do, that no other child has ever been able to do, no other member of Klal Yisrael will ever do. And this is the message, this is the bracha of the bris. The bracha of the bris is standing up and fulfilling your mission. Why is it that people don't stand up and take a stand? Why is it that we don't fight for our corner? For our chilek in Torah, because we believe there's gedolim out there. There's big people, there's very talented individuals. Why do I need to take a stand? Why do I need to do anything? There's people who are much more talented than me. There's people who know a lot more than me. So what is it that I can do? L'achnisoi b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu is saying that what this child can do, no one else has ever been able to do. That's what it means to be Mamleches Kohanim. That's what it means, Kahuna. That's what Pinchas did. To understand that every single person has something that they can bring to the table that no one else has ever been able to do is both an achrayas, but it's also empowering. To the extent that Rashi says, Behema Boichim, at the end of last week's parasha, Klal Yisrael are crying. So Rashi says, Nis'alma, what Nis'alma menu halacha? Moshe, what's happened to him? Why does he? He's the one. He's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Why does he not know the halacha? Nis'alma menu halacha. Why? Kadei sheyovei Pinchas v'yisila shloi, so that Pinchas should come and take his chelik, what he's supposed to do. People think, wow, look, there's a gadol out there. In the keser of Torah, there's beautiful, massive diamonds. What is it that I'm going to shine in? What is it that I can give? Says the Rabbeinu Shleilam, no, with Pinchas you see, there's no need to worry. Everyone has something they can give. To the extent that everyone has their time, the Rabbeinu Shleilam will make it that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shal Yisrael, will forget. Kadeshi Yavi Pinchas V'yitoles Shleilam. Everyone has their chelik and Torah by hook or by crook. I heard from Pesach Leo Falcon Gateser B'Shem Reb Elia Lopium that even the Gemara, which talks about Kamaychel Ben Drusoy, the level of cooking that needs to be done in order for it not to be called a Bishul on Shabbos, we call this Kamaychel Ben Drusoy. Who is Ben Drusoy? He was a gangster, a robber, right? And we say that this is how he was in such a rush. He was always running from place to place that he never had a time to cook the meat further than Kamaychel Ben Drusoy. And that's the level that we call it. Zokhtav Eli Lopin, you don't understand. Ben Drusoy had his chelik and Torah. He was going to bring out this lekuda. He was going to bring this halacha to Klal Yisrael. By hook or by crook. And he chose by crook. That's exactly what happens. La'achnisoi b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu. Everyone's got their chelik. Everyone's got something, and that is why Pinchas, says the Gemara Bava Metzia, Rashi brings over then Kufidal on base. When Elionovi arrives in the base of the forest, says, what are you doing here? Says Rashi, because Pinchas is Elio. Eliyahu Malach HaBris. He comes with that same midah. Elio is the one who comes to Bris. When we make that bracha of Lachnisoi B'Risa Shal Avraham Avinu, because he says, yes, stand up, take a stand. This is what Kahuna is all about. This is what it means to take Achrayas. This is what it means to be a Yid. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that Pinchas falls every year on the week that Shiva Sabbatamus happens. What's the Chorban? What's the midah of Chorban? Sinas Chinam, Loshin Hara. What does it mean, Sinas Chinam? Sinas Chinam is that you see someone with a different yarmulke. You see someone who doesn't quite walk like you, talk like you, act like you. What's the mocking for him? Sinas chinam. That's the middle of Korban. Not understanding how every single person has something that they can bring to the table. Even Ben Drusoy. Even Pinchas. Everyone has something that they can bring to the table. That's the middle of Korban. The tikkun for that Korban is Parshas Pinchas. The tikkun for that sinas chinam, for Lashon Hara. In fact, when we look at Lashon Hara is very much linked to Gaiva. What's the midah of Gaiva? I remember once went to my grandparents' house and they had something on there in a corner, it looks like a microwave, whatever. And there was a guy on this microwave who was a famous boxer. And he got up and he said, they asked him, what's it feel like to be the world's champion boxer? And the words he said stuck with me forever. He said, it feels amazing to know that I am the greatest guy on this planet. I said to myself, you're the greatest boxer on this planet. But why does that make you the greatest guy on this planet? Right? Gaiva is when you have a yardstick and you measure every single person with that yardstick. He's a boxer. Anyone who doesn't measure up to his boxing is a nobody. Whereas actually Anova, Moshe, the middle of Levi, which Moshe epitomizes, is understanding how actually everyone has a place. Yes, it is true that I'm great at boxing, and the other guy's great at learning. The other guy's great at doing business. But you know what? Everyone's got something that they can bring to the table, and I'm making the space and the room for everyone in Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, Ein Kovod Ela Torah. Ein Kovod Ela Torah means that the true kovod, the true respect, is Torah. Because everyone, the same Chalkein of Asir Yisrael, everyone has something in Torah. And therefore you can never measure up one person against the next. Says, many pshatim have been said. But based on this yisoid, it's very true. What he's saying is, why would someone not want to say a dover b'shem amro? It's because a person's frightened. A person thinks to himself, if I get up there and I don't say something b'shem amro, then people will actually give me respect. And he'll say, you know, I had this einfall. Meanwhile, you saw at the bottom of the article, right? Why would you not say b'shem amro? Gaiva and a frightening feeling in your heart that maybe I'll never get a chilek in Torah. Because he understood this midah. He understands the midah of Pinchas. He understands that even nis'alman menu halacha kadei sheyavei Pinchas v'yitel ha-shiloi. He doesn't need to worry because everyone, every single person has that brocha la'achnisa b'vrisa shel'Avraham Avinu. Everyone has something they can do. And therefore, the fact that we take achrayas, the fact that we understand that everyone's got something to give, that's the middah of geula. That's the opposite of the middah of sinas chinam. That is what is mevi geula la'ilam. Why? Because if there's no space for anyone else in the world but me, there can never be a kabatseinu me'arba nidchi haaretz. But when I create the space for the whole of Klal Yisrael, when I understand that everyone's got something to give, then suddenly the middah of Pinchas can come out. And it's no wonder that Pinchas, who's Eliyahu, is the one who'll come, actually, Eliyahu v'yoyma. Eliyahu will be the one who'll be Machriz Mashiach coming. This is the middah of Pinchas. This is the middah that is brought out in this week's parasha every single year after Shivas V'Tamuz. Because Shivas V'Tamuz is not a time of mourning. 3 weeks of mourning, of sadness, that's not what it's about. The famous story of Napoleon, of when he came into a shul, and he asked them, what are they doing on Tisha B'Av? They're sitting on the floor, what are they doing? They said to him, they're mourning the destruction of the temple. He says, what? Where? Who? Destruction of the temple? I never heard about it. He said, no, it happened a few thousand years ago. So Napoleon said, a nation that can still mourn 2,000 years on, we'll get to see. Zeicha v'roeh v'simchasa, we'll get to see. He didn't use those words. But he says that they will get to see the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. These 3 weeks are not a time of mourning. It's not a time of saying, oh well, how are we going to cope with this loss? It's about how can we use this mourning to build something for the future. That's what the first parasha is about after Shavuos V'Tamuz. It's about standing up. It's about taking achrayas. What stops us from taking achrayas is because we think that we're a nobody. And if there's people who are greater than us, more talented than us, have something more to say, then let them do it. But it's a very dangerous middah too. Because when that goes wrong, then you end up with Shimon v'Levi klei chamos mechiriseh. You end up with Zimri ben Solu, taking a stand. Zimri might have heard this brosha from someone one time. He said, you know what? Let me take a stand. Who's this Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? I'll take a stand. But the difference between Zimri and Pinchas is Vayokam Mitoicha Eidah. Getting up Mitoicha Eidah. Getting up with the backing. Getting up with understanding of who Levi was, says Rav Shimon Schwab. Someone who has seeped in Torah. Someone who's got Das Torah. Someone understands that, yes, you've got to take Achrayas, but it's got to be Mitoicha Eidah. A very good litmus test of taking a stand is the following. Before you take the stand, sometimes you see Kanoim go around. And they're very busy with the Vayikach Koyrach syndrome. Lokchon bidvorim. They go knocking on the friend's door and say, did you see what Yena did? And they get a whole tumult going on the shul and saying, look at him in the corner. And then they get up and take a stand. Says the Torah, chances are, if that's what it is, you're going to get the approval of your friends around you. You lokchon bidvorim. Yakriv el Echov. You're trying to persuade the people around you that what you're standing up for is right, and only then you can take a stand. Chances are that's Klei Chomos. Pinchas ben Elazar comes, he's willing to risk his own life. The Yakum Teched, he doesn't ask. He doesn't ask all his friends, what do you think? He doesn't say, oh, have I got your backing even if it all goes pear-shaped? He doesn't wait for 250 people to back him up. That's when you're probably using it for the right way. But even then, a person has to be careful. So on the same time that we say, La'achnis b'vrisi shalav rom avinu, at the same time that we say that every single person has something to give, that can also come up, k'maychol ben drusoy. That can also come out in the wrong way. And therefore, at the same time, we can't shirk away from the achrayas. It's a tremendous achrayas to make sure that each and every one of us fulfills our mission and gets our chilek in Torah. We need siyata d'shmaya. So that sometimes we might have to leave it with a teiku at Shiyov Eliyov Yuma. Thank you very much and good Shabbos.